The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Can we stop abortion in America? Can we stop the homosexuals from forcing their lifestyle on our children? Can we ever turn the divorce rate back? What about our economy? Can we get it going again? Is there any hope that we can see our education system once again teaching our children both academics and discipline? I want to say a resounding yes to these questions, but the method I want to put forth to accomplish this may surprise you. First, I urge you as a citizen in America to stop looking to Washington to fix these things. Most people in our national government don't have a clue as to what it will take to solve these overwhelming problems. Their answer generally is just to throw money at it, and that fixes nothing and creates a whole new set of problems. So how do we go about restoring our nation to the greatness it once knew? Are you ready for this? We fix ourselves. We choose to come back to the biblical foundation on which America's founders built this nation. This means I start and you start to read the Bible and study it as the answer for these situations. Now, this can only begin by receiving Jesus Christ as the master of this life He's entrusted to us. We then begin to read the Bible through and make that our practice for the rest of our life. I commit to God that by His enabling, I will obey whatever I find that the Bible commands me to do. This fixes me. It means that for the rest of my life, I'm going to be becoming what God created me to be. That means I'll be a part of the solution instead of a part of the problem. Next, it means that I do the same thing in my home. I read the Bible and discuss it with my wife and children. We start teaching our children why God made them and how they can become what He created them to be. This includes teaching them to read and do math and science and the other subjects God wants them to learn. It means we do the economy of our home the way the Bible says. We work to gain income. We give at least a tenth of that income into the work of the kingdom of God in this world. And we don't borrow money for anything. We spend only what we've already earned. It means we teach respect for each other's property and the property of our neighbors. We agree to abide by what the Bible teaches in our relationships to each other, even if it's not what I want right at that time. We agree to live in accountability to God and each other. And when children disobey and break that agreement, or covenant as the Bible calls it, they are punished, if need be, with a paddle. Parents agree to live accountable to each other and their church leaders. This establishes in the children's thinking the respect for law and order. They learn from this government in the home that God established control in the home and that it's for their safety and well-being. By living according to the Bible in the home, the next generation learns that the Bible works in this present world. They learn its methods are the only practical way to do education, economy, and government. Thus, the order produced in the home gives light to them and others who see that home prospering in the good times and the bad. As the prophet Isaiah described it, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and nations will come to your light." This is how America's founders did it. While not perfect, they did build the greatest nation in world history. Is your home ordered according to the Bible? Are you reading it daily? If you're not, how could you know if your home is ordered according to it or not? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.